Proponents of the plan think it's a good idea. Take plutonium from dismantled nuclear weapons, mix it with uranium, and use it for fuel in nuclear reactors. The process doesn't destroy the plutonium, but what it does do is make it very difficult to use. Supporters hope that this will help prevent the plutonium from falling into the wrong hands. The plan has been in the works for several years. The problem was getting the stuff from Los Alamos, New Mexico, to an experimental nuclear facility in Chalk River, Ontario. As soon as the public got wind of the trucking routes, there were howls of protest, particularly from a group of activists in Michigan. They were concerned about the risks of an accident when the plutonium was shipped through their community. They were desperately trying to get a court injunction to stop the plutonium from being shipped when it was discovered that the stuff had already been sent. There was no public input, no warning, nothing. Even the mayors of Sault Ste. Marie, the towns where the plutonium crossed the border into Canada, weren't notified until after the event. And because the whole thing went off without any problems, officials are rather pleased with themselves. They duped the public. Nobody got hurt. Mission accomplished. I find this really scary. Whether the shipment was safe or not isn't the issue here. Not only does the public have a right to know what's going on, they also have a right to stop it if that's the will of the people. But that right was taken away by the boys at the Department of Energy and Atomic Energy Canada, who seem to think they know better somehow. Well, guess what? That's not what the democratic process is all about. Public input, regardless of how inconvenient, has got to be considered. Just because a plan is proposed doesn't mean that it should go ahead. Debate is the cornerstone of the democratic process. One of the possible outcomes of that debate is that the public will exercise its right to say no. But that wasn't allowed to happen here. We the people are supposed to decide. That's called democracy.